CX365.
365.
Yeah, I have a comment about the, if you guys look up electrical engineering, specifically those two words in that order on Wikipedia, there's a whole lot of more information about those guys in radio, Marconi and Tesla and people like that, and all the history of that, going back to the early 1800s.
Oh, that's cool. That's very fascinating. Okay, so look it up on Wikipedia, electrical engineering, exactly as said. It's such a kick learning about all that stuff and what they left out about Tesla and what we're not allowed to use or understand, and, you know, all the other guys who bit by bit went forward and created what we're using today.
Yeah, and there's, like, links. Every other, or just about every sentence in there, there's links that lead to other people that had stuff to do with that, too. And so the page is full of knowledge and some really good information, history, a whole bunch of stuff, of just engineering in general, other stuff. And, yeah, it's really good. I had my screen reader on my computer read that whole page to me. It's just, like, really fascinating.
It is fascinating. And you know what else? There's other cool. AI is really becoming intelligent more and more. The language models are just phenomenal, especially Grok and all kinds. So if you go and have them do a search and then go into the AI overview and hear more about it, it's pretty cool. Some of it you have to confirm for yourself and check with other sources, but they're, oh my gosh, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah, I was having some voice conversations with Bing AI co-pilot, and I was doing that and talking to that AI about that page, and she was just like confirming a lot of that stuff that was already on there that I had already heard, and I was trying to get some more information, but she's like, no, I can't look up, you know, and read pages like, you know, like a text-to-speech screen readers, but it's, you know, it's pretty, some really good conversations.
Copy that. Yeah, I don't think they're allowed to read word by word out of books, but they gather their information from these sources and then add it to the list of, okay, you want to know more about this, here's information here and here and here to give sources. And it could go on, and you could ask more questions and get more detailed. It's just, I'm getting a kick out of searching and exploring new things this way.
Yeah, I'm actually getting more information. If I don't specify like that for the co-pilot to read me stuff, if I just start talking about it, and not through the voice chatting, but through the texting, I seem to get a lot more information that way.
Yeah, that's true. And, yeah, because little points pop up, and you can click on this and click on that. And it can keep you occupied for days on end, no doubt. You got to kind of draw the line somewhere and remember to always look at other sources, too. And see, because sometimes AI is wrong, but not usually, because they gather a bunch of stuff. So anyway, thanks for the conversation. I appreciate that.
Yeah, me too. Well, I was listening to you guys, and you were saying stuff that has to do with exact kind of information on that specific Wikipedia page of electrical engineering, and I just thought, well. There's another source of that exact same information for you, WSCX 365.
Is it any coincidence? You know, a lot of people look at the word coincidence as a bad word, a negative connotation, but coincidence, it just means that the energy is going along with whatever you're calling out to in the universe, and this always works. It's really cool. You can look for signs that it's a coincidence with somebody else when they talk about the same thing or something comes up repeatedly during the day. It's just something to think about. Thanks anyway, and everybody have a good night. WRKV 487, I got to clear out, family time.
WSHJ 570 miles. People clear now, but I was looking for a coincidence here. I was hoping maybe someone could help me out. There's two equations for emotionally induced EMF, delta phi over delta t. The other one is VBL. I had a dream about these things where the magnetic components drop out of the equation and you're left with time equals velocity length. I'm looking for anyone who can help, even with AI.
Wow, Miles, that is quite the question. Anybody out there listening can come back for Miles right now.